Hello and welcome to this GCSE Mathematics Study Podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most important topics in your OCR GCSE course, Pythagoras' theorem and trigonometry. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic is absolutely crucial and appears in almost every exam paper. So let's dive in and make sure you're completely confident with right-angled triangles. Today we'll cover the core concepts you need to know, work through some exam-style examples, highlight the common mistakes that lose candidates marks, and finish with a quick-fire recall quiz to test your understanding. By the end of this podcast, you'll know exactly how to approach any Pythagoras or trigonometry question that comes your way. Let's start with Pythagoras' theorem. This ancient mathematical relationship tells us that in any right-angled triangle, the square of the hypotenuse equals the sum of the squares of the other two sides. We write this as a squared plus b squared equals c squared, where c is always the hypotenuse that's the longest side, the one opposite the right angle. The key to using Pythagoras successfully is knowing when to add and when to subtract. If you're finding the hypotenuse, you add the squares of the two shorter sides. But if you're finding one of the shorter sides, you subtract. So if you know the hypotenuse is 13 centimeters and one side is 5 centimeters, you'd calculate 13 squared minus 5 squared, which gives you 169 minus 25 equals 144. Then take the square root to get 12 centimeters. Now, here's something really important for higher tier candidates. You need to be comfortable with Pythagoras in three dimensions. Imagine a rectangular box, a cuboid. To find the space diagonal, the one that cuts right through the middle from one corner to the opposite corner, you use an extended formula. D squared equals length squared plus width squared plus height squared. The trick here is to break the problem into two stages. First, find the diagonal across the base using regular Pythagoras, then use that answer with the height to find the space diagonal. Moving on to trigonometry, this is where many candidates start to feel nervous, but honestly, once you've got the system down, it's very straightforward. Trigonometry is all about the relationship between angles and sides in right-angled triangles. We have three ratios, sine, cosine, and tangent. And this is where SOH Katoa comes in, your absolute best friend in the exam. Write it at the top of every trigonometry question. SOH means sine equals opposite over hypotenuse. CAH means cosine equals adjacent over hypotenuse. TOA means tangent equals opposite over adjacent. The first step in any trig question is to label your triangle. Mark the right angle, then mark the angle you're working with. Let's call it theta. Now label the sides. The hypotenuse is always opposite the right angle. The opposite is the side opposite your angle theta, and the adjacent is the side next to your angle theta. Get this labeling right, and you're halfway to the answer. Let's say you have a triangle where the opposite side is 7 centimeters, the adjacent is 9 centimeters, and you need to find the angle. Which ratio uses opposite and adjacent? That's tangent. So you write tan of theta equals 7 over 9. To find theta, you use the inverse tan function on your calculator. That's the button that says tan to the minus 1 or arctan. Make sure your calculator is in degree mode, not radians or gradients, or your answer will be completely wrong. For higher tier, you also need to know the exact values for 30, 45, and 60 degrees without a calculator. For example, sine 30 equals a half, cos 60 also equals a half, tan 45 equals 1, and sine 45 equals root 2 over 2 over 2. These come up in non-calculator papers, so you must memorize them.
Right. Let's talk about how to actually earn marks in the exam. OCR mark schemes are very specific. You must show your method clearly. That means writing down the formula you're using before you substitute numbers. For example, write a squared plus b squared equals c squared first, then on the next line, substitute your values. This earns you the method mark, even if you make a calculation error later. Always, always check what accuracy the question asks for. If it says give your answer to one decimal place, then do exactly that. If it says give your answer to three significant figures, don't give two or four. And never round intermediate steps. Keep full calculator values until the very end. Now, for the mistakes that lose marks every single exam. Number one, using Pythagoras when you should be using trigonometry, or vice versa. If you have an angle and need to find a side, or you have sides and need to find an angle, that's trigonometry. If you have two sides and need the third side and there's no angle involved, that's Pythagoras. Number two, mixing up opposite and adjacent. This happens when candidates don't take the time to label their triangle properly. the opposite and adjacent switch depending on which angle you're looking at, so always mark your angle first. Number 3, calculator errors. Check your calculator is in degree mode, check you're using the inverse function when finding an angle, and check you've entered brackets correctly. If you're calculating something like 12 times sine 30, make sure you do the sine 30 first. And finally, in 3D problems, don't try to visualize the whole shape at once. Sketch out the specific 2D triangle you're working on. Examiners give credit for clear diagrams, and it helps you avoid mistakes. Okay, let's test your recall. Pause after each question if you need time to think. Question 1. What is the formula for Pythagoras' theorem? Answer: a squared plus b squared equals c squared. Question 2. In Esoa Ka Toa, what does the H stand for? Answer: hypotenuse. Question 3. If you know two sides and need to find an angle, do you use sine, cosine, or their inverses? Answer: you use inverse sine, inverse cos, or inverse tan. Question 4. What is the exact value of tan 45 degrees? Answer: 1. Question 5. When finding a shorter side using Pythagoras, do you add or subtract? Answer: subtract. Brilliant. Let's wrap up. Remember, Pythagoras and trigonometry are not separate topics, they work together. You might need to use Pythagoras first to find a side, then use trigonometry to find an angle. Always read the question carefully, label your triangle, write down your formula, and show every step of your working. The examiners want to give you marks, but you have to make it easy for them to see your reasoning. Write SOH Ka Toa at the top of the page. Check your calculator mode. Don't round until the end. And practice, practice, practice. The more questions you do, the more automatic this becomes. You've got this. Good luck with your revision. And remember, right-angled triangles are your friends. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.